The following program is intended for mature audiences aged 21 and over. Lo-fi. And lovely. Welcome, gentlepersons, to Kaplowitz Today, the daily Monday through Friday podcast from Kaplowitz Media. Find out more at www.kaplowitz.com. XYZ, Kaplowitz Media, Tabakiana, and Sherlockiana. Some products have been provided by companies or clients for the purpose of review. Surgeon General warning, tobacco smoke increases the risk of lung cancer and heart disease even in non-smokers. This one is for November 5, 2021. And during which this one, which is for November 5, 2021, I will be taking a quick, brief, and rapid look-see. A first look-see at a certain cigar, but we'll get that in a bit. But first, 2021. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Musical, not only that, but it evokes imagery of a person falling downstairs. 2021. As the year comes to a close, and we get ready to embrace 2022, I can't help but dread having to say, this is for blah, 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 2022. There is no music there. It's off. There's a zero. It's all twos, but there's a zero. My OCD doesn't like that. Not looking forward to it. And gonna hate to see 2021 fall by the historical wayside. What I am going to take a quick first look-see at during this program is something from Mombacho Cigars. It is the Casa Favilli. And that kind of sounds like a fast food Italian restaurant. But it's not, because, or maybe it is, but this particular Casa Favilli is a cigar, and it is a Nicaraguan Puro, and the wrapper is Nicaraguan Broadleaf. And it is about, well, I'm out of the first third now. It's in its Robusto Vitola, and it is rather brawny. It's not sumo wrestler strong. It's I just cut weight too much wrestler strong. Not Hulk Hogan brother wrestler, but the wrestlers actually have to worry about their weight, the amateur wrestlers. It's sinewy, and it really, it's like, I want to say it's like laced with flavor. Like, you know, when you lace a line drive, it's like that, like a frozen rope. It's like a frozen rope of a cigar, except for that it's not frozen because it's lit. And I don't mean lit by lit, I don't mean, hey, that's cool. I mean, it's literally, I'm smoking it, you know? It's a little bit, first of all, I want to say this. I took possession of these Mombacho cigars, and some were in a box, and that box is an American black walnut box. Apparently, I don't like the smell or taste of American black walnut. Of course, no offense to walnuts. And I'm hoping that once they're out of the box, they'll lose that taste, that American black walnut taste. This is not from that box. Again, this is a Robusto. This is a Casas Favilli. And it's from Mombacho, but not from the American walnut box. Black walnut box. I'm sorry, I forgot to say black. I don't see color. Performance-wise, dead even burn. Little bit of a restricted draw, but nothing terrible. It's almost good because it's very strong. You almost don't want to take like a quick mouthful of this. Seams are holding, cap is holding. It's veiny, but nothing impeding the hand feel or the burn. And it's actually quite, it's pale. You know the newbie smokers, the noobs? Oh, it's a pale cigar. It must be mild. Nah, hand them this. This'll learn them. What? Or paler than you would expect as a... I'm not going to say you would mistake it for a Connecticut shade. Anyway. Very toasty. Very, very toasty. Quite dry. You know when you burn your toast and you scrape it off into the sink while you're cursing that your life has become this? Imagine gathering up those burnt crumbs and jamming them into a cigar alongside the leaf. It's a little bit like that. But also, I like burnt toast. Quite peppery. I would like if there were something cushioning it, whether on the flavor portion of it with a little sweetness or whether on the body with a little creaminess. There's none of that. You're getting your ass kicked, son. It's also not overtly savory, but on the finish, there's a bunch of cereal grains that are also toasty that are somewhat triggering my savory, my sense of savory. Black pepper, white pepper, a little bit of red pepper. Are there any other colors of pepper? Green pepper, sure. Throw that in there. Actually, green peppercorn. I want to say it's a bit abrasive to the palate, but really it's not. It just feels like it should be, but it's not. It's very strong, but it's not abrasive. It's not abrading my delicate mouth, which really does say something because everything does. White chocolate, cafe au lait. Interesting. All the notes, other than the extreme toasty pepperiness, are very subtle and underneath, or to the back, depending on if you're laying down or standing up when you're smoking. There's kind of like a very dry, airy nougat. Very smoky. On the retrohale, there's absolutely nothing but pain and suffering. Time out. Wow. Okie dokie. Dry notes. It's uncompromising. It's steadfast. It's a bully of a cigar. But it's also not without its elegance because of those kinder notes. It's kind of like it beat you up, but then it feels bad and it helps you get back up on your feet. You know, maybe it throws you a towel. Is terry cloth a tasting note? Anyway, this has been a quick first look-see at the Mombacho Cigars Casa Favilli. Again, not a fast food, casual dining Italian food chain, but a cigar in its Robusto iteration. Look for the full, pardon me. Look for the full review coming soon to www.kaplowitz.xyz. The ash is really stacking on in a quite nice, very white, almost silvery sheath. This is, gentle persons, only for the experienced smoker. www.kaplowitz.xyz, Kaplowitz Media, only for the experienced smoker. Kind of like a cinnamon graham cracker. Again, the crumbs, it's all crumbs, like in the bottom of the, like in the bottom of those little sleeves that the cinnamon graham crackers come in. Why can't I get just plain graham crackers? Why do they either have to be cinnamon, honey, or chocolate? There is one place in town where I could get just plain graham crackers. Graham? Did I just, I've never lived in the South. The problem is, this one place where I could get just regular Nabisco Graham crackers, not honey, not chocolate, not cinnamon. There's one place. Every time I want them, can't remember what that one place is. Was it Walmart? Was it Winco? Was it Fred Meyer? Where was I? When I mentioned out loud with a smile, oh wow, they have just Graham. Where was it? Was it Safeway? Was it Albertsons? I don't know. But this cigar is making me want Graham and not chocolate Graham, not honey Graham, not even cinnamon Graham, but Graham. And now I have to go to all those stores and maybe more. Was it Costco? I have to go to all those stores and maybe more to find that one place that sells Graham, full stop, period. Well, graham crackers, full stop, period. So that's what I'll be doing with the rest of my day. www.kaplowitz.xyz, Kaplowitz Media. So that's what I'll be doing with the rest of my day. And speaking of day, gentle persons, hold on. Poultry. Chicken jerky. They make that turkey jerky? Fun to say, not fun to eat. Turkey jerky. That should be a slogan for a turkey jerky brand. If any were to stay in business long enough to actually employ a slogan, because, you know, turkey jerky. Speaking of today, or day, or whatever I had said before, have you Kaplowitzed today? Very.
Amazing. I didn't like that one. I didn't like that one.